Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Apostle Kenny Townsend.
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
Take a stand. God bless you. God bless every one of you. Thank you for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration International Fellowship right here on KAYT 88.1 FM on your dial. I'm your host, Apostle Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of just about 40 years, none other than in the person of...
Amen, Lady Mildred Townsend.
And together we just come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. You know him as Jesus the Christ. And we just bid you Godspeed. We're just so delighted, so thankful to come to you wherever you might be under the sound of our voice. You might be behind prison bars on today, but nevertheless, we want to let you know that the Most High has not forgotten about you. You might be sick, laid up flat on your back, but the Most High has not forgotten about you. You might be out on the streets, whatever you're going through. I want to let you know that because you are made in the expressed image and likeness of the Creator, there is good things still in store for you. That's right. You might just came past what they call the holiday festivities, the holiday season. But if you know, like I know, every day is a holy day, a day to give God thanks, a day to magnify him and glorify the Most High Yahuwah. So on that note, I'm going to ask Lady Townsend to share a scripture, and then we're going to go before the throne of grace.
Amen. Acts, the second chapter, the 42 verse, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many signs and wonders were made by the apostles, and all that believed were together and had all things in common. Gracious God, we just thank you for another day. Heavenly Father, we just thank you because you are worthy. Thank you for being such an awesome, awesome, awesome provider. Thank you for being just who you are in our lives. And we just want more of you. There's a time in our life we've had a lot of stuff. Amen. But the more people today need is a true relationship with you. Oh, God, grant that to your people. Give them a hunger and thirst to do your will each and every day. We just bless the name of you today, for we know that there is so many are going through hard times. So many are going through hardships. So many are going through financial problems and marital problems and children. You know, just so many things are going on, but we know that you're still there and you're still available. Amen. To each and every one that will come. You won't make us. Hallelujah. You give us choice, and we're so grateful to have that choice. And even on today, we continue to choose you. Heavenly Father, we choose you, and we thank you, and we bless you in Yahushua's name. Amen.
Amen. And again, we just thank you. Thank you near and far. We just give the Most High all the glory on your behalf today, because you know what? Together, beloved people of the Most High, we're seated in heavenly places. I know you might be going through some terrible times right now. I know you might be experiencing some things, but I assure you, the closer you get to the living Savior, yes, the more that your life is going to transform. And one of the things that we seek to do here on Moments of Inspiration International Fellowship is to empower you and to equip you with the necessary knowledge that is needed, watch this, to expedite what the enemy has been trying to keep you from all of these years. You hear me? And so once you began to understand the importance of laying aside every weight and sin that so easily besets us, and as we began to run this race with patience that is laid out before us, then you're going to find yourself, watch this, reaching a level of maximization in your walk with the Most High. You're going to find yourself, watch this, not only acting like Yahushua, but replicating and duplicating the things that he said that we could do. For he said in his word, the works that I do, you shall do also, and greater works than these. It's time out for being a bench warmer. It's time out for just jumping, shouting, speaking in that made-up copycatted tongue that you've so eloquently studied and got down through the years so that you can sound deep and prophetic in the sight of the people. But it is now time to exemplify, as the beloved apostle Paul said. He said, I came not with the excellency of men's speech.
Yes.
He said, but I came in power and demonstration. And it is time. And you've got to think about this just for a moment as we go a little bit further on. If we are claiming to have the power of the Holy Ghost, the Ruach HaKodesh, that's what the Holy Spirit is, the Ruach HaKodesh. If we're claiming to have that very power, the very power, watch this, that was a part of the Ark of the Covenant, the very power that would not allow, watch this, the idol God, Dagon, to stand in its presence, then what is our deficit today? What is it? Listen, think about this for a moment. Why are we seeing all the killing on the streets, but we've got Holy Ghost power? Why are we seeing all the murderings and our young people going astray because we say we've got Holy Ghost power? Why is it that the saints of the Most High are dying right up inside the church, yet we're claiming to have the power of the Holy Ghost? Lady Townsend, there's a deficit going on, and for most part, most of it is not your fault. Because you can only go by what you've been taught. You've been taught that the Holy Ghost is just to make you jump and shout, and unfortunately for many of you, to be a good tither and a good money giver in the church. That's what most of you have been taught. You've not been taught how to properly utilize that power, as he said, to be able, watch this, to go into the hedges and the highways and byways, Lady Townsend, and what? Compel
men to come.
People to come. Mm-hmm. How do we compel them? Grabbing them by the shirt collar and snatching them and dragging them in the church? Being that living example.
Yes.
And showing them when the rest of the world is falling apart, what is it that causes you to stay so poised? What is it that causes you to stay so chill, so relaxed while everything else is going on? Look, while everybody else is getting sick, why is it you're staying well? Because you know that you are following in the footsteps of the Almighty Creator. Now, disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed during this particular transmission are not necessarily those of the staff, management, and ownership of KAYT, KQJO, or its affiliate stations, but solely that of the presenter of this presentation. That is Moments of Inspiration International Fellowship. Now, with that being said, I'm telling you, beloved, that you've been hoodwinked. You've been bamboozled a little too long. And it's time to take your rightful place as an inheritor. See, you don't have to die to experience heaven. You don't have to die to sit in heavenly places. As a matter of fact, the word, Lady Townsend, tells us that we can boldly come before the throne now.
Yes, and attain mercy in the time of need. And I know that many times we have to take on what the words say. We say we are followers of Yahushua. We ought to do what his words say. We can come boldly, but do we?
I don't know why we don't. Can you tell me why?
Many times we're saying it with, like the scripture said, we're saying it with our mouth, but our heart so far from him. And then we have doubt and unbelief, you know, and these are things that you cannot come before Yahushua and think, you know, you're going to get his blessings. You have to believe. You have to trust. You know, the 2026 coming up, this should be, you know, people like to make
New Year's resolutions.
Yes. No, you should resolve and getting closer to him and, you know, and believing his word and standing on his word. Amen. Yes. That should be one of the main thing. You know, we ask him to help us to stand on your word, to trust your word, to not just be a hearer of it, but be a doer of your word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just be a doer of your word. Amen. And we just want to be more and more about our Father's business. He loves us enough. You know, sometimes we just got to get out of that fear box. You know, not sometimes, all the time, because you can't please him. Without faith, it's impossible. It's impossible. And impossible means it just won't happen. Amen. And we just, you know, it's impossible to please him. But all things are possible when we do. You know, when you trust in him Amen. We call him Yahusha because that's who he is. Amen. That's his name. And we just know that he's willing that none perish, but all come to repentance. And in order to repent, that means turn from. Amen. It means turn from the things that are not like him. We want to please him in everything that we do or say.
Amen. And that's true, beloved people of the Most High. Again, to all of our friends around Alexandria, we bid you Godspeed. To all our friends around Pineville and surrounding areas and wherever we can be heard. I don't know. You can be heard in Natchitoches and Marksville and surrounding areas. We just bid you Godspeed. Want to let you know that, listen, in spite of what's happening in your life currently right now, the Lord does care about you.
Oh, yeah.
The Most High, Yahuwah, by the redemptive blood of his son, Yahusha, does care about you. And it is now time that you begin to take your rightful place in the things of the Most High. You've been on the bench a little too long. That's right. It's time for you to get out the benches. Yes, you've been a cheerleader just a little too long. Amen. And being a cheerleader, you know what cheerleaders do? They make a lot of noise, but they're not really in the game.
Mm-hmm.
They're just hyping those people up that are actually playing the game. And you know what? Yahusha didn't need any cheerleaders. He didn't need an amen corner. He didn't need fancy music and sounds to get the point across like we are today. You know, we're living in a society today whereas everything has to be motivational to us. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're not playing in the proper key of C, if they're not playing in this key or that key, you know, we can't preach right and we got to have music. No, that's not what the gospel of Yahusha HaMashiach is all about. But it is transforming the lives of the people like how Yahusha did. Those who he came in contact with, their lives was transformed. And I've got news for you on today. As Lady Townsend so eloquently put it a little while ago, you don't have to wait until New Year's for you to make a proclamation and change in your life. You see, the quality must go in before any resolutions go on.
All right.
Did I say that too fast? The quality must go in before any resolutions thereof go on. You've got to speak within yourself, letting yourself know that, look, I can do and I shall do, I will do, and I must do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Praise be to the Most High. So what we want to do today, we want to ask any of you out there, listen, if you have any dire prayer requests that you'd like for us to stand in agreement with, you can always send us those prayer requests at 1400 College Drive. Okay. And you know what? We're going to open up that phone line a little bit later on, too. And if you'd like to call in and to request your prayer request, I'm here to let you know that, as Yahusha said, when you pray, believe that you have those things and you shall have them. Listen at that very carefully. He didn't say you might have them. He said you shall have them. And all you need to have is faith to believe that if God's word said it, if Yahusha's word said it, that settles it. It's already done.
Already done.
It's already done. Now I've got to confess, it took me a while to come to that too. Because religiosity just causes us to become entertained in the word. Religiosity just makes us feel as though that, you know, the preacher said a good thing. And I tell you, man, I really liked that word. But if that word does not give you the ability, watch this, to operate like the preacher, then it wasn't a good word.
Amen.
It was just an entertainment.
That's right.
You see, a good word is going to cause that crack addict to say, you know what? If God delivered him from crack, he can deliver me from crack.
That's right.
A good word is going to cause that heroin addict to say, yes, it's going to hurt my stomach to go through these withdrawal. But if God is in it, I know since God is in it, I won't have to go through withdrawal. You see, those days are long gone because we don't believe that now.
Mm.
You know why we don't believe it anymore? Because slowly the infiltration of the world has crept inside of the body. Okay,
and say
so
it,
now
say it.
we're looking to function more on what's called a professional level than a spiritual level. That what has crept into the church now. Okay, I know there are some old saints out there that know there were days when people came to church services and they threw in their drug needles.
Come on now.
They threw in their marijuana. They threw in their cocaine and says, you know what? The power of the Lord let me know I don't need this anymore.
Yes.
Huh? I'll never forget. I was working at a prison, and at this prison, there was a particular captain that I had, and that captain, I loved him because, you know, he was a sweet person, and just like anybody else, we all can just go through the facade and masquerade of going to church and this, that, and the other. But he, the life that you live, see, that's why the life that you live means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That administrator came to me in prayer. And he said, "Brother preacher, you know what, man?" He said, "I know what I'm doing is wrong. Mm. I know that I'm living a life not right."
Milo.
He says, "But I just don't know how to break this affair off."
Mm.
And he said, "Would you pray for me?" And I said, "You know what?" We went to my office, and we went in there. And you know one thing about it, I always ask the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, to give me what to say. I just don't want to talk off my own head knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a dangerous thing to just talk off your own head knowledge. And I went in there and I said, "Lord, what can I tell this man?" Because the Lord was showing me that there was a calling on his life as well.
Mm.
And I told him these words. I said, "Brother, when your mind is made up to do God's will, you won't have to break the relationship off. She will." And he looked at me and said, "What?" I said, "Yes, sir." I said, "You see, that's just the way it is. When your mind is made up, you won't have to quit sinning. Sinning will quit you."
My God, my God.
Look how y'all getting quiet on me out there.
Mm.
Look how y'all getting quiet on me. When you make up your mind to quit sinning, you see, that's the thing. You trying to make up your mind to quit sinning? Uh-uh. You just make up your mind you want to please the Most High.
Hallelujah.
Because I'm here to tell you, when you stick a piece of metal inside of some fire, the longer it sits in the fire, the more the fire travels up that iron. And the person on the other end holding on to it will have to let that pole or iron go. It'll
so
have to
true.
Let it go.
So
because
true.
Not only is the iron in the fire, but now the fire then got inside the
woo,
iron.
Ooh, yes, yes,
that's
yes.
The reason why he said when the Holy Spirit came, he showed them cloven tongues. A fire,
fire
that sat upon each of them.
Yes.
That fire is to help burn up things that are not like God in your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the purpose of the Ruach HaKodesh,
yes.
The Holy Ghost, today in your life. And if you will submit to that, well, long story short, before I left working at that particular prison, he came back to me, I want to say maybe a couple of weeks later. And he came up to me and he said, "You are a man of God for real."
Hello.
I said, "Why you say that?" He said, "You told me that I wouldn't have to break up anything."
Mm.
That young lady came to him and said, "What we're doing is wrong.
Come on now.
It's not fair to your wife."
Yes.
"For to do this." And she said, "As a woman, I wouldn't want a piece of a man. I want him to myself as well." And to make a long story short, that same administrator, God blessed him, and he's now pastoring. He's now pastoring. I'm not going to say where,
nope.
But God called him into the ministry. My point is, God has given every man a measure of faith.
Yes.
And when we began to stand on that faith, I don't care where you are, you might be sick. The doctor might have told you that you have cancer. They might have told you that there's no way out. They might have said that's all that they can do. They've done all that they can do. But please understand this, beloved. Your extremity is always God's opportunity to prove
hey,
he is able, Lady
yes,
Thompson.
He is. And not only is he able, he's willing. He's willing. And when you really understand what the words say, he's
yes.
willing
yes.
that none perish.
None.
Amen. None. You know, he's able to do above all
yes.
that we can think or even ask.
That's a wonderful thing, too. The question is, the Bible says, when you ask amiss.
Yes. Come on now.
You know, I'm not just trying to be facetious in my presentation, but a lot of time we've got to get out of this old watered down a denominational thing. And I say this not to anybody's hurt, but I say this to your help. You see, the same old watered down prayer that we get inside the church and we say, God, Father. It is once again your humble servant. God, I'm not worthy to come before you today. Lord, listen to what you're confessing. Listen to what you're confessing. I'm not worthy. And somewhere in the cerebral housing of the gray matter of your mind, you are always feeling you are not worthy. That's why you'll never measure up. But Christ said, if I did the works, you can do them also.
That's right.
And one of the works that Christ did, he lived holy in the presence of his Father. He lived pure in
Come
the
on.
Presence of his Father. He lived spotless in the presence of his Father. And you too, beloved, have that same ability. And that's what we're going to go to today because I want to share something with you today. And hopefully I'll get a chance to open up the prayer line so you can respond to it. But what I want you to know is the enemy, Ha-Satan, the adversary.
Yes.
That old serpent. Called Lucifer. is working to keep you dumbed down from, watch this, not achieving your goals.
Come on.
Not achieving your aspirations, not achieving your dreams. He wants to keep you dumbed down from doing the works like Christ. And what did Christ come to do?
All right.
He came to destroy the works of the devil.
Come on.
You see, having a big church with 2,000 or 3,000 members or 50,000 members don't mean anything if we're not destroying the works of the enemy.
Come on, preach.
And watch this. What good does it have me to have a 50,000-seat capacity church and murderings are happening all around that church? Killings are happening all around that church, which goes to show we've settled for less instead of settling for that which the Almighty really wants us to stand in agreement with. Because when we have the power of the Holy Ghost, the Bible says that demons would cry out when they came into the presence of Yahusha and said, what have we to do with thee, Son of the Most High? Have you come to torment us
before
our
time?
Not after I come back into this world.
Woo!
Before
the
time.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's your assignment, beloved.
Mm.
You're not here to get along with pet devils. You're here to make, you're here to put a devil in hell before he's cast into hell.
Come on now.
Look how y'all getting quiet on me. You're here to let the demons of killing know, not on my watch.
Hey.
You're here to let those devils know, those gang-banging demons that are destroying your sons and your daughters and the drug addicts and all of these things, the drugs that they're putting out here. You're here to say, not on my watch.
Come on, come on.
That's what you're here for.
Come on.
Huh? Not to get a bigger house. not to get a better car. No. The Lord didn't give you your children for the devil to kill them at will.
Come on.
But he will if you let them.
If you got a choice.
He didn't give you that daughter for her to be turned out in prostitution, but she will if you let him. If you don't stand up for what God has given you.
Yes, preach it.
Robbers will come in and take those things from you. Mm-hmm. Praise be to the Most High.
That's a good word.
Lady Townsend, let's go to the book of Romans.
My Lord.
The 12th chapter. And I'm going to share this with you all.
Mm.
Because you're saying in your mind, the devil is so busy.
Mm-hmm.
But the only reason why he's busy is because you're not.
Oh!
The only reason why the devil is so busy is because you're not. Did you hear what I said?
Come on, preach it.
You see, if you're not careful, this same word that you read can discombobulate your thinking the way that the Spirit wants you to think. Now, you've been told.
Yes.
Lucifer is the god of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what you've been told?
Sure have.
Oh, that's right, preacher. That's right. The word says he's the god. He's the prince of the air. He's all of that. Notice they say he's a prince. He ain't a king.
He's not a king. Woo-hoo!
Who bows? Well, I ain't never seen the king bow to the prince.
Never. And never will.
Now, if he's the prince of the air, that means that prince still got to bow to a king.
Yes.
Now, what king do you serve? That's the question. What king do you serve?
Come on.
Are you serving the king of mammon? For the word tells us no man can serve two masters, for he will love one.
And hate the other.
And hate the other.
Mm-hmm.
So which king are you serving? Mm. Which king are you serving? Because the king that you serve becomes your god.
Uh-oh.
The king that you serve becomes your god. What I want to share with you, there has been a diabolical plot. And if you don't know, that plot is designed to dumb you down. Now, for your understanding, please understand this. Satan is not running the show now.
No, right now.
Now, if you don't know that, he will put on you things that you don't, or I put it this way, that you didn't order.
Come on now.
Because if you go to a restaurant and sit down and say, give me a T-bone steak with some mashed potatoes and green beans, and they turn around and bring you a cheeseburger with some fries, and a cold Coca-Cola.
Make it plain.
If you accept it, they're going to give it to you. But if you sit back and say, well, wait just a minute. This is not what I ordered. I didn't order this. And so, therefore, if you didn't order it, you don't have to accept it. Are you hearing me on today? I'm trying to get your mind to expand to something that we've been dumbing down to for so long. You see, you didn't order cancer. Why are you accepting it?
Woo.
You didn't order diabetes.
Preach.
Why are you accepting it? You didn't order leukemia. Why are you accepting it?
Preach it.
You didn't, watch this. You didn't order addiction to oxycodone. Why are you accepting it? You didn't ought to have to be on Section 8 for the rest of your life.
Come on.
Are you accepting it? Because you've been dumbing down in your faith. And that's exactly what Satan wants you to do. And he's doing it on a global level. But without you understanding why he's doing it and how he's doing it, you can't raise above it. But I've got to share this one important thing with you. This is what Yahushua said on your behalf.
Come on now.
When he rose from the grave.
All power. Woo!
Say it again, Lady Townsend.
All power.
Some power.
All power.
Huh?
Yes, yes.
Social Security check power.
All power.
Huh? Military income check power.
Yes, come on.
No,
now.
He said all power is given unto me. Watch this. In heaven,
And in earth.
Who's running the show now, people?
Who's really
running the show now?
Come on,
help me out. Understand something. Help me understand something. See, you're only getting because you're accepting. And I often tell anybody that's out there suffering with any sickness, don't claim the sickness.
Don't say
my stroke.
Come on.
My
now.
Heart attack. Huh? My seizures. Don't personalize any of those things because you didn't order them.
My high blood
and
pressure.
Since you
my
didn't order them,
diabetes.
You don't have to accept them.
Say it now.
Are you hearing me on today?
Woo!
Are you hearing me on today?
Preach.
If you did not order it, you don't have to accept it. Are you hearing me? Amen. You don't have to accept it. So that's what I want you to understand. Lady Townsend, what else you want to share with that?
Amen. And that's the thing. We have the power. Amen. And we have the choice. Amen. God has given us the power. And once we get the power, we use it or we'll lose it.
That's right. That's right. If we don't use it, we will lose it. And so therefore, beloved, that's what Satan wants you to understand. Now, I'm going to share something with you. Now, this is going to come as a shock to a lot of you all. Being that you are made in the express image and likeness of the Most High, whether you were saved or not, God gave you components inside of your body.
Yes.
That gave you God-like tendencies. Now, this might come as a shock to many of you. And this is something that you won't learn inside the church because a lot of pastors are scared to teach you this.
All right, yeah.
But because once you understand that the component that he put inside of you is coupled to help you in your faith, there's a component that sits up inside of your brain. All right? You can Google this up. It's called a pineal gland.
Yes.
And that pineal gland inside of your brain, watch this, is instrumental in helping you to function in phenomenal ways, superhuman ways, super colossal ways. Once that gland is activated, and it always has been activated, but the powers that be, and this is the reason why you're going to find yourself why you like the junk food. Why you like the fast food restaurants, why they were created right from the very start. They were created to dummy down and to calcify that pineal gland on the inside of your brain. You see, that pineal gland, when it's in full operational standard procedure, it can help you to memorize a whole encyclopedia. It can help you to do phenomenal and supernatural things, accompanied with inside of you what's called adrenaline. When that pineal and that adrenaline are working in conjunction with each other, it makes you a superhuman being, giving the body the ability to self-regenerate, giving the body the chance to heal itself in a superhuman fashion and form. But the powers that be want you to conform to sickness.
Come on now.
The powers that be want you to conform that my mother had it. My sisters had it.
Preach it.
My father had it. I was speaking to one gentleman that worked with me. And he said, you know, I got a pacemaker in my heart. And it hurt me to hear him say, I'm preparing my son that he's going to have to end up getting one too because all the men in our family ended up with pacemakers. To which I lovingly responded, why would you speak that curse?
Ooh.
on your son.
Preach it, preach it.
Why would you entertain the family? Well, it's not a curse. It's just that everybody in my family has, and so I want him to be prepared. I said, he doesn't have to have that if he desires not to.
Oh, come on now. Come on with it.
Satan ain't running the show no more.
Ooh,
but if he can sell you a lie in the cerebral housing of the gray matter of your mind, you too will succumb to diabetes.
Come on.
You too will succumb to obesity and gluttony. You too will succumb to any